We can still do it.
We're only going to do it. It's only going to be like a 10-minute episode, so it's still plenty of time to go to Best Buy. Hey. As he says, famous last word, welcome to Super Podcast. I'm Trey Dorn.
I'm Nick Izumi.
I'm Benjamin.
And we just finished Kuroshikan, and then we finished dinner, and then we did this because...
We're at the Pandora.
Also joining us is the lovely Krista.
Hello.
My wife. And Rana.
Confusing Ren.
The significant spouse of...
Of
young
the
Nicholas.
It will be significant.
So
I've always
been
on the Kuroshikan ones.
I like Kuroshikan.
Did we do a Kuroshikan
yes,
one 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I think we did. Yeah.
I'll have to take a look.
Secret.
It's
so secret you don't remember it.
Okay, so I had this idea. What if we said like a little code word in the secret podcast that people could put in the comments to let us know that they found the secret podcast?
If you found the secret podcast and you want to let us know, just say Taint Muffin.
I was going to say my previously known as Fire Emblem Heroes name.
I was going to go with something like Cowabunga or something like that. Taint Muffin.
Taint Muffin. But you have to use it casually in a sentence and have it make sense in context.
So good luck with that.
I would you give it good luck, Archimize.
I would say good luck, Archimize, specifically.
He's gonna do it. I know.
I don't know how he's going to do that.
Yeah,
I'm scared.
This is a.
We're adults in a public place.
We're in a Panera.
We're at
right
the Panera.
Now.
The Panera.
Panera bread, which is redundant. And
the bread. I like the bread.
We all had bread, so
we did all have. That means we're all good people.
We did. Yeah. People who don't get bread at the side of Panera. Are either bad people or at a Panera that's out of bread to have on the side.
Yes. In which case, they need to get on that.
Right. Yeah.
All bread.
I'm just saying, like...
Step up your game.
No bread at the bread...
That's like Taco Bell running out of tortillas.
I have been in that situation.
I've heard
or a bag of 80% beef.
Secret, the other 20% is muskrat.
No, it's mostly soy fillers and corn.
Yeah, it's fine.
Corn, mostly corn.
And horse.
No, horse is more expensive than corn. Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. You gotta think about this. Like, when people come up with these conspiracy theories that, like...
You gotta go with the cheapest.
Like, no, but there was this rumor in, like, the early 90s, late 80s that, like, there was, like, worm meat in McDonald's burgers, and none of it made sense because actually someone priced it out that worm meat was more expensive than beef. And so why would you
put... Because they're so tiny. You can barely get any to a worm.
So,
exactly.
So why... So, like, it's all of those, like...
I'm really happy that someone took that time.
I am too. I'm really.
And you have to understand, it was hard to spread that stuff in the 80s. People like made flyers and put them on cars.
Oh wow!
So my favorite thing in the 80s in Chicago, you used to get these things that were, you know, some nut group was trying to say like the end, you know, end times are here stuff. Which it was obviously not true in the 80s. Might be true now. It wasn't true then. But it was like a rapture group who was talking about the mark. But the mark of the devil, like they were an anti-barcode. They would put these flyers out about the evils of barcodes how like people like having barcodes on their forehead and wrists
as
the mark of the devil. And like how barcodes were satanic.
You don't understand because there's an episode of Red Letter Media, Best of the Worst, where one of the videos picked is a video all about satanic nature of barcodes.
Oh my god, you have to understand that, like...
Seems legit.
White spaces mean 666.
That's literally... Yeah, so, like, you would go to, like, you go to JCPenney and you come out and there's this, like, pamphlet on your car door about the evils of barcodes. And so, like, you had to do work to spread... Like, nowadays, people just, like, make an image and post it to Facebook and share it to their friends. People used to have to go out and work to spare to spread awful, terrible crap. You know? They went out and they printed things and they went out to cars and they put things in windshields because they had dedication and time. So I'm disappointed with the crazy zealots of the new generation.
They...
Something's happening on a phone.
They... Reyna just tried to summon something and
we were praying for a booby lady in Fire Emblem Heroes, but
I did not get.
We got a muscly man.
Okay.
I got the exact opposite of what I wanted.
Are you able to rename these people?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Because then he could have named him Taint Muffin.
Which is our secret code word.
Which is a secret code.
For those of you who are paying attention, Arkham Eyes. Just gonna...
hey. Random Ramblings fan's paying close attention as well.
Okay, yeah, I know. Okay, but I don't know if he has the same problem with...
I kind of feel bad making Random Ramblings Man say it, but I'm delighted in Archimedes having to say it. Because, again, I can't imagine Archimedes in certain ways, because he's all elbows.
He's just made of elbows.
He's
nothing
composed.
But elbows.
He takes his shirt off, and there's just like six or seven elbows there.
Like, you say that? But he's like... But he's like a
Revoltech
with 80 points of articulation.
Yeah, but he's like a Revoltech, but he's also like a several degrees black belt. Oh, he will rearrange your nose so that it's coming
right
out of your toe.
Have you ever been elbowed? Like, it hurts.
Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
And he's got like 8 of them. So imagine like 8 elbows coming at you in a fight.
You've ever been hit by 6 to 7 elbows at once?
No.
That hurts.
That is not a normal... What kind of Fist of the North Star fighting do you think I get into?
I don't know.
Elbow of the South Star. Excuse me,
Elbow of the South Star. I would watch Elbow of the South Star.
It's the main character to
just Archimedes.
It would just be Archimedes wandering through. You're already hurt. What? Ow!
Right in jerk. Right in the giblets.
Right in the table.
Right. We really need to stop saying that we are in public.
We are in public.
The poor Panera employees have to deal with this right now.
We were all named Carolyn today.
We were.
Unfortunately.
According to Urban Dictionary, a Carolyn means a keeper. So, you know, that's a compliment, really.
The only important thing in Urban Dictionary is the definition of brain spike, which was around long before people were talking about binge watching. We had a frickin' word for it.
Brain spike.
Brain spike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're talking to people who, like, grew up with this. Yeah.
I know.
I definitely
we're telling
spike.
Them.
But then again, the people who are listening might not have grown up with it, and you know what?
They're wrong!
You're wrong, and you know what you should do? Get a time machine and grow up in a better time.
To be fair, binge-watching just means watching a bunch of it. Brain spike means commitment of
all
watching
them.
The whole thing.
Yep.
From beginning to end.
It's true. There is a difference.
There is a difference. So it is important. That's, you know... involves muffins and paints.
What in God's name are we doing?
Apparently, like, recording the... So, KuroshiCon, how's that? Did you guys have fun?
KuroshiCon was very good.
The surprisingly spectacular KuroshiCon.
KuroshiCon returns to its former glory. I think it's because...
I still think that room needs to be a little smaller.
Well, yeah. We did better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything does better when I'm around because everyone says, hey, that stuff looks terrible. Oh, this stuff looks great in comparison. So...
Self-sacrificing humor.
Well, I made a profit, so I'm actually not actually
I made a profit, too. His name was Zachariah. And he spread my word.
That was just a bunch of cardboard and duct tape you put together with a smiley face.
Yeah, and he did a very good job at spreading the word. I got 3 subscribers because of him. Good job, Zachariah. www.youtube.com/Nick Izumi.
Oh, dear Lord. Alright, so we've now reached the point where we normally end the Secret Podcast. And to you all at home... I leave you with these important final words. Taint Muffin. All right, we're going to hit stop now.